All right. God's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He'll help you. I'm going to help you. We're going to work together till we get through with this thing. I promise you. God's not going to leave you or forsake you. You know? And you encourage people instead of discourage them. And then you guess whose responsibility that is? Comes back on me. Why? Because I didn't know the fine print. So I encourage all of you tonight to read your Bible and read it in segments. Sit down and study this thing out. I'm here to help you. I've taught you for 10 years. I've taught you like this. And I think this is the most, really, not necessarily because I've taught you, but the most studious church I've ever been in. And I see the growth. And sometimes preachers come by and think because y'all don't jump and run that you're not getting it. I said, no, brother, they already got it. They already got it. This is a very mature group of people here. And I respect you. I really do. And I'm not belittling you. I think that y'all have grown tremendously. Anybody grown since you've been here? Lord, I have. I know that. I have. I have to teach y'all, so I got to grow. Hallelujah. All right. Any comments before I close? Anybody? Anything anybody wants to say? Thank you. Any more? No, I'm just thinking. This church has grown together. It really has. A lot of you come here, we're broken. If you look at the constituents of this church, there's a lot of people that's been broken, either through marriage, through church, through things like that. But you're looking at a man that believes in restoration. He said, he hath anointed me to restore. That's what he said. The Holy Ghost itself will lead you and guide you. It doesn't keep you from falling. Somebody said, if you had enough Holy Ghost in you, I'm baloney. People that have the Holy Ghost fall too. And a lot of times people say, well, I got enough Holy Ghost to resist. No, you don't. You don't own the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is supposed to own you. So just keep reading your Bible. Keep where it is a process. I promise you, God won't check you out of here till you're ready. Enoch was a friend to God. He walked so close to him that he was not. God's not going to let you die if you're sincere until you're ready to meet him. I assure you of that. He's not going to let you die if you're sincere until you're ready to meet him. Because it's not his will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. God bless you. You stand. We're going to be dismissed. Glory to God. Pray with me if you will. Lord, I'm thankful for your word. I'm thankful for it. It enlightens us. As David said, it is a light to my path. Hallelujah. I thank God that I see the way more clearly than I ever have before because your word has enlightened me and put a light on the side of me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to enlighten us of the things we need to know and the things in the Bible that we would search these scriptures diligently, for they are they that testify of you. Bring us closer to you through your word, for thy word is truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be careful going home. We'll see you Sunday.